actions, and then the rebellion would begin. Boring as hell. Alice absentmindedly wiped an infected cut with antiseptic fluid, causing her patient to flinch and gasp at the stinging sensation. She didn't care much for their discomfort. The injuries were self-inflicted, in her opinion. Ignorance was as much to blame for the infection as the injury itself. Not that she was ever asked for her opinion. She was part of the machine, a small cog in a great contraption which ran on human beings. Get up, go to work fixing people who were broken, eat, sleep, repeat. Her life since the invasion of their home was one of repetition, boredom, and wistful dreaming of another way to exist. She had considered a way out of that existence more than once. She had even been fortunate enough to find the medicine cabinet unlocked and was seconds away from self-administering a fatal dose of morphine when she came to her senses. It was only the small glimmer of hope which made her carry on with her dull life. The hope that Steve would somehow overthrow Richards, subdue his small army, and take control of the camp. It wasn't like their old home. This place was vast. Almost 1,000 people at her best guess. Not that she was trusted to see any documentation or records. She was just a lowly nurse who treated injuries caused by stupidity and illnesses which any 10-year-old with a library book could diagnose. It was bizarre, she thought, that she could barely recall her life before the world fell apart. She was away at university when it happened, studying for her degree in mathematics. Studying was perhaps a little strong. She was out 4 nights a week doing what any self-respecting student would do and making poor life choices whilst under the influence of very cheap alcohol. Now she was a nurse. And in some ways, she had been a nurse her whole life. If her whole life qualified as the year since Dan had saved her from 2 savages with machetes and a loose understanding of the law surrounding sexual consent. Her father, Mike, had been badly hurt and still bore the horrific scars from the cuts which would surely have killed him if it weren't for their rescue. Kate, a paramedic, had saved his life and later spent all her spare time teaching Alice the basics of emergency medicine. Lizzie had joined their small medical team too. It was a blessing that she was still there with her, even if they were forced to work different shifts and barely had a chance to speak to one another. Lizzie had always been kind and motherly to her. As she wiped roughly at the affected area and prompted more pained noises, her consciousness returned to the present. The wound, as small as it was, would need antibiotics if the infection was to be stopped before it poisoned the body. The thought of their finite supply of antibiotics stung at the edges of her consciousness for a second until she pushed it away. She had learned to concentrate only on the things she could immediately influence, otherwise the stress would eat her up. "Go and wait over there," she told the patient without looking at him. "You'll need to see the doctor." Making a few notes in the patient's file and placing it at the bottom of the in-tray, which served as a waiting list, the injured man shuffled off to wait for his turn to be prescribed a course of medication which simple hygiene could have negated. Returning to clean up her workstation, her mind wandered again back to their former life at the prison. A quick mental inventory made for depressing reading. Dan was gone, having taken Kate, Marie, Leah, and more than 12 other people to chase some dream in Africa. The dream was that they could find some miracle cure for whatever caused women to have stillborn babies. Ironic, as there was a newborn baby at their own camp which had all of the medical staff scratching their heads. After they had gone, newcomers had arrived at their home, and not long after they had betrayed them and brought in Richards's entire army. They were all swept up, catalogued, bundled into trucks, and set to work in the new camp. They were prisoners, but they were fed and protected. If freedom was starvation and fear, then captivity had to have some benefits, she thought. She often wondered what happened to the others. She saw people every day that she used to live with. She slept in her allocated cot in a room with no less than 3 of her former housemates. She saw Lizzie most days on shift change, and she had even seen Steve once, when fate conspired to put them in the same room. That was a shock to her, as she had only learned the day before